on tapes, it was suggested to always mention in the draft minutes that tapes are available, so anyone wanting more detailed information could request tapes. Things recorded in the minutes, motions or decisions, specific topics discussed, policy changes, commitments people make for next meeting, things historically necessary. Burns moved, the minutes continue as they are now, with the exception that when a commission person makes a report, it be in written form and accompany the presentation to attach to minutes. Forrester seconded the motion. Walker suggested that this not be limited to commission staff reports, but that all presentations be handled this way, and the vote was unanimous. May 19, 2001, due to information gained from a recent audit of the Commission for the Deaf and Hard of Hearing, Burns moved that if the executive director of the commission needs to make a trip within the state and there is no state car available, reimbursement will be made for the mileage on the personal vehicle used. Orester seconded the motion and the vote was unanimous. And that is it.
So really that the one we did in May of 2004 was really the other was more procedural. The May one was kind of, you know, in response to the whole the limited participation we play in personnel matters and just how we wanted to be. No grievance hit Pearl's level of the situation and that. So those were and like I said, there was, you know, the evaluation of Pearl, which we've done every year, and so that was one I considered, but I thought that's just the way we do things. Didn't need to be in there, but that one could have been, I guess.
This is Pearl. I actually think that should be, because part of the purpose of this is so that a new person coming onto the board, or even a new person becoming director, can look at what are the main rules that this board goes by, other than their mission statement and job description. What are the things they have set up? And so that annual evaluation and how it's done, I think, is an important piece of what you do.
Well, I think that's in our mission statement.
Because
it really wasn't, the motion wasn't real succinct. It was made a long time ago, so I figured in our mission statement, and it talks about, you know, that's one of the things we do, so.
I see.
Yeah, I thought about that too, and I wasn't sure if we should have the main motion language or not, since that issue is, you know, is definitely part of what we have in our mission statement. The fact that it gets done is certainly relevant. I'm you know, now that we do have a succinct motion process for that generally happens, I think it wouldn't hurt to have it as one of the operational motions either. So I don't know, I could go either way.
We could just make a formal motion to adopt the our mission statement. That kind of incorporates all those things in.
Well, that would be part of the packet in any case. I mean, so I don't think we would really need to have a motion for that.
Yeah, that's true. What about ongoing, someone who has the job of making sure that each meeting in the future, afterward, somebody, I don't know if it's Val or Bob, routinely after every meeting looks at the minutes and says, okay, was there anything from this meeting that should go onto the list? Because otherwise it'll be a couple of years later and we'll say, gee, we should update that list.
Well, I could, as long as I'm on the board, I could update the list.
That'd be great.
But, I think the other thing is, you know, start physically creating this packet, like, you know.
Yes, I mean, we need to be.
Like today's focus topic, I mean, the attachments and stuff, you know, print them out or have them electronic or, and, you know, both.
Yeah, this is Pearl, and we can begin developing that packet, and I'm thinking we would do it electronically, and then it would be in a format so that whoever came on the board, if they could let us know what format they wanted in, and then we'd either give them the disc, or we'd braille it, or print it, or whatever. But that's something we can sure do within the agency. Can't leave out.
Editorially.
Well, I think it makes sense, you know, for us to have the person who is the executive session secretary be the one on the board to keep track of those motions. I don't know if we want to have a motion to do that. I don't think it would be out of line. That way it would get passed along to whoever does that. And it seems like a reasonable kind of a thing for that person to do. But, you know,
you stated it very nicely, and I would so move.
Okay, it's been moved by Wester and seconded by, wow, Wester.
See, now you're just making work for me, now I got to go back and add something.
Oh, just because we like you so much, Bob.
Is there discussion?
Excuse me, this is Val. Okay, who, Bill, moved? And
yes.
Who seconded?
I did.
Nancy?
Yes, ma'am.
No, I'm counting my enemies.
No, enemy one and enemy two.
I'll always soften you up with a cake or something, you know.
Okay, I heard Dorothy and Nancy at the same time second. So,
oh,
you know, if you want to put them both, it doesn't matter. I mean, you
and
know,
I'm going to get the
God seconded. So, anyway, is there further discussion?
Call the question.
He called the question. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Okay, opposed? All right.
Oh, he's going to get himself taken with voter control.
Okay. The next item on the agenda is the per diem and expenses for meetings other than quarterly board meetings.
Provided by the statute.
Excuse me?
It's provided by the statute. The statute? It indicates per diem $70 per day for every day spent on commission business or something to that effect.
Yeah, and it doesn't really state how, you know, how many or that it's quarterly or that kind of thing. I think our confusion, or our, I don't know, confusion, I keep using that word, it's not necessarily always applicable. Our concern had to do with when do we consider somebody having spent a day? Like if someone spends a day coming across the state to get to a meeting or that kind of thing, is that considered?
That would be on state business. You have to come across the state to get to the state meeting. If we have a meeting set up, someone's out in Sydney, you have to come across the state. And so that would be on state business, so I think he'd be entitled to reimbursement.
So a 9-hour drive, even though it's on the same day, that mm-hmm. See, there's so many ifs.
Yes, there are, and that was what we were trying to make some kind of way of knowing. But perhaps what we need to do is. Just is say that we're open about it and because I don't know if we can really handle every instance.
Yeah, I think we have to be mindful of the budget constraints.
Absolutely.
That the commission has.
At this point,
yeah.
Bad time to raise it.
Yeah, I think we need to be mindful of that. On the other hand, I think we need to help people not want to feel discouraged from taking this position because they think if they're going to miss a day of work that if it's not specifically a commission board meeting, that is like the day that we were at the staff meeting, you know, those kinds of things, which are not specifically commission board meetings, but they are related to our position as a commissioner, mm-hmm. that we need to have people know that the request of reimbursement for that kind of thing should not be embarrassing for a person to do. People should not need to be apologetic about doing that. And that if someone wants to do that, it is perfectly reasonable. If someone is needing to take a day to go across the state, that is a thing for which reimbursement could be requested, and that wouldn't be, that also wouldn't be a reason for somebody to be feeling, you know, embarrassed or apologetic or whatever. I think that's what we're trying to establish, so that people feel free to apply to be on the board, and not feel like, well, if I do that, then, you know, I'm going to be jeopardizing myself in a lot of ways. I think that is what caused this to come up to begin with.
Yeah. Well, one thought would be, you know, I guess we don't want one commissioner running off and going everything that they think is commission-led business. Maybe they're, you know, contact other commissioners. I don't know, is one thought. So that one commission, you know, with, if it's commission-related, I guess you don't want, you know, because there are lots of them, you know, a commissioner can feel, heck, I want to go out to the Scotts Bluff office and see how things are going. And that.
But if that's a,
maybe
yeah,
that's not even a bad idea.
I think I know what you're talking about. I mean, on the one hand, I think that is not necessarily a bad thing for somebody to consider doing, and.
I don't think so, but I think if, you know, if we brought it up to the commissioner, that might, you know, if somebody went out there, I don't think all five of us need to go, but if from time to time, you know, commissioner had an interest in going out to one of the field offices and talking to people, that wouldn't be outrageous. The question is how to put a checks and balance on that, and maybe
yes.
If they just submit it to the... to the other commissioners.
I think that's what you just about have to do it.
Right. And I think too, if say that Bob decides to go out to Scotts Bluff, that he would, you know, try to arrange, I know from time to time counselors or deputy directors or whatever go out that way, if it could be coordinated in that way, you know, at least the mileage expense would be, you know, not as costly.
Well, I think like Bill says, the statute basically gives us the capability of doing it, mm-hmm. But maybe we should just get in a habit of clearing it with each other, or it's, I don't know.
This is Pearl. I think that really is a good policy, and mm-hmm. I could imagine a time in the future, similar to some members of our rehab council in the past, where maybe they're from out west someplace, and they always make it to meetings that are the day of a Husker football game or the weekend of, you know. Mm-hmm. I could imagine somebody from Chadron, let's say, deciding that they needed to tour the center each Friday of, or to meet with the executive director each Friday of the week of this, you know, not this board. But you know, we've had people in the past that.
Oh, they
so I think that having it be something that the board as a group needs to condone, it makes a lot of sense.
Approve of.
So maybe that's another policy, and I'll make a motion that in non-commissioner board meetings, because those are obvious, and in non-commission board meetings, that the commissioner wishing to avail themselves of the per diem reimbursement, consult with the other mm-hmm. commissioners, and receive majority support approval.
I would second that if that's your motion.
Yeah. I don't know how. I could probably rewrite it better, but with an edit.
Yes, and I think also that, you know, if I think it would be reasonable for, you know, if somebody's going to do something like that, that then at the next meeting that person report about what, you know,
what went on,
what happened, or
yeah, exactly,
or that kind of thing.
Yeah, I think that should be added to the motion that then there should be a report at the next quarterly meeting.
That's your friendly amendment to that motion, right?
Right.
Bob, is that
Sure.
Okay, is there further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Okay. Now, the next item was to be the brainstorming ways to educate public officials about and involve them with NCBVI, which there were going to be, we said at the last meeting, emails back and forth about, which there haven't been. So I don't have...
Our brains haven't been doing much storming.
Yeah. I don't have anything new to add to that. I don't know whether we want to perhaps focus on that at some point or something, or what do we want?
I think that might be a good idea, because I think it's important.
Let's make a point to do more emailing. I mean, formulate some ideas rather than just sit here and...
Yes, I agree.
Yeah, come up with some ideas that we can report.
Okay, so we will commit to do that, and then that one will probably then end up on the next agenda as well, unless there aren't any emails. And if there aren't, then I won't do that.
Well, you're our leader. You need to send us emails. You need to get the conversation going.
Get the ball rolling.
Okay, the next item is elections. We elect a chairman, a vice chairman, and the executive session secretary.
Thank you, Bob.
I nominate Barbara Lois as chairman.
Second.
I'll second it.
It's unanimous.
All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
You're elected.
I nominate Bill Orister for second, for vice chairman.
Second.
Wait a minute, I can't keep up.
Okay, it's been...
Just put dittos.
Burns nominated
Bill
Orister for vice chair and Oldman seconded.
Right.
Other nominations?
Run the show.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Same wonderful job I've done the last year.
Yeah, we're going to have to slip Barbara Mickey sometimes.
Take over.
Try to put me someplace else.
And I would nominate Bob for the...
executive session secretary?
There you go.
Second.
Okay, Oldman moved and Orister seconded.
Wait a
minute. Uh-oh, team.
Oldman nominated for what? Sorry.
Oldman nominated Burns for executive session secretary, and Orister seconded. That's why I call them the uh-oh team. Oldman and Orister. Are there other nominations? Other nominations?
I'm moving up in the world.
Somebody silently is moving that the nomination cease and that he be elected by acclamation. Who silently did that? Did you do that?
Yes.
What's that?
Sure you did.
Yeah, she did.
He moved that nomination cease and he be elected by acclamation.
That's right.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay.
Nominations be ceased?
Ceased.
Yes.
Ceased.
Desist.
Ceased.
C-E-A. S-E-D.
Ceased. And who seconded?
I think I did.
Yeah, Bill did.
Bill did.
This is going to raise an issue in 2 years when term ends in November, or you only go to November.
Mm-hmm. Okay. We're getting there, guys. Focus topic for the next meeting?
I think we should have Dorothy relate her experiences on the board for the last, 4 years?
Five and a half years.
That'd be a good focus.
We'll do that with drinks afterwards.
There we go. She's going to take that afterwards, I understand.
Why do it? Okay. Farewell comment, though.
Well, I hope so.
Yes.
Okay, now we have suggested topics. Focusing on support staff and, you know, what support staff does. Diabetic services was another suggestion.
A part of the agency that's never been talked about is like the woodworking shop and things like that. That'd be interesting.
We have focused on the orientation center, I don't know that we've focused specifically on the jobs themselves.
What I was thinking is like how they teach and train blind people how to use the different equipment. I think that would be an interest for a lot of different people.
Can you clarify that, Dorothy? Different equipment, like work-related or equipment we use at this orientation center?
Like saws, how they train like folks who use saws, what they do, you know, the little safety guards, you know, they can just talk about it, they don't have to demonstrate it.
The woodworking.
Oh, yeah, well, we'd be in Lincoln, so whatever they want to do.
Because, you know, that kind of comes out when you tour the center.
Yeah.
That, you know, especially being part of a new commissioner, so. So that's, you, Dorothy, you've probably given a very good idea, but maybe we should save that till the next meeting when you'll be gone in your replacement.
Oh, whatever you
want to
do.
Yeah.
You know, unserved and underserved populations is another.
If there's some way that using this way to educate the public, I don't know. I was just thinking, Fritz has a dear sweet little aunt, and last time I seen her, she told me I might as well keep on working, I can't do anything else. So, you know, just because, you know, people aren't in, aren't educated.
What's that thing you said, Barbara, underserved?
Unserved and underserved populations.
How would that be presented?
I would imagine we would talk about multiple people with multiple disabilities and people of minority, racial and ethnic minority populations, and how what we do within the field and if special accommodations are necessary in the center, we would address kind of the,
I think that
everything
would, yeah, that sounds like a good one.
Yeah, and training for new staff is another one, and that one might actually reach more closer to what Dorothy was talking about, mm-hmm. because, you know, new staff do get training specifically on the mm-hmm. skills and the use of tools and that sort of thing.
Is there any new staff in Lincoln recently?
Well, I mean, what's the most recent? Jennifer Miller was the most recently hired.
Because that'd be kind of interesting to get their perspective.
And then people who have graduated from the center in the last 2 years or so coming and talking about what they've done, you know, like with jobs, and that's another thing that was talked about before. I think.
Excuse me, this is Val. Jennifer isn't. It was either Deanne in Omaha or Sean, I think, or in the last.
Okay, Sean. I know, I was thinking of.
Because I met Jennifer.
So. Thank you. I lose track. I mean,
In Lincoln will be Jennifer.
Oh, okay, there you go. Yeah, Sean is probably the most.
Sorry.
No, thanks.
And that's it. Pretty much takes our whole next year. There's a lot of good topics.
Philosophical readings, which staff discuss, that's another thing that was brought up. But those are the things that we have in the focus pool. I mean, I keep adding stuff all the time.
That's a good thing. I like either that underserved or the staff training. I like either one of those.
Yeah, I'd say they both sound good too.
If I would recommend that you would choose one for next time and one for the time after, and just go ahead and get 6 months worth.
How about staff training next month?
Well, my only thought though is if we save that one, then the new commissioner would.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
You know, that might be helpful to the new commissioner to hear.
Okay, why don't we just flip them and do the underserved one and then the staff one?
Yeah. Sorry, Dorothy, we've already had to plan on life after you.
Okay.
Life moves on.
So okay, so now what are we
underserved, unserved, and underserved populations.
Unserved and underserved populations.
Mm-hmm. And then the next one will be staff training.
Okay. new staff training.
So that'll be February, right?
Okay.
Okay, we're already talking about winter.
Okay. All right, so.
Sounds kind of good right now.
Sounds like that's consensus.
Pardon me?
It sounds like that is the consensus?
Yes, you got it.
Okay, now we have another public comment at this point, if there is any.
A lot of people.
The only other thing that's left is the announcement of the location of the November 19th meeting, which is Lincoln. And then I had put on here to try to consider where we, dates and places for next year, because don't we need to know those things like a year ahead of time?
It really helps to do it ahead of time, yes.
So that is the last item on the agenda. So if people have ideas as to where we might.
You wanted the announcement of the location of November. I'm fairly sure it's true that we have reserved the Cardiff Building for November 19th in Lincoln.
Okay.
What's available in Omaha now with the changes at the, I guess, last time we had Omaha, it was, I guess we just had it up on, what was it, third floor?
Right,
yes.
So that kind of combination is always.
I think so, Nancy, is that there?
They are closing down a lot of the conference rooms.
Oh.
There are some that will accommodate up to like 50 people maybe, but it's gonna get limited. It got really warm on some point. They also will not put heating and air conditioning for weekends. You have to pay for that.
But it's not $50 an hour, it should have been 50 for the day, so. Which we still might have wondered about, but 50 an hour, there was no way.
Yeah. And I had that in writing.
Yeah, in it, I know.
That was
yeah, that. But anyway.
Put in for it early then, don't you? Since you're cutting down the roof.
But I'm sure, you know, there are libraries in Omaha. We could do a little research. I'm sure that we can find.
Yeah, that, yeah, meetings up there and over by Crate and something.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
I think if you all just choose towns and dates, we can do the research and find places if we know far enough ahead.
Can I make a suggestion?
Sure.
I guess, you know, my thought is we tend to select places that are close to the interstate, but I like to think, look at places like Beatrice or Columbus. I think it's good to go to places like that once in a while, too.
Mm-hmm. Well, we yeah. Generally have done one Omaha, two Lincolns, and then gone west or.
Or north or something.
Or, yeah, or north or somewhere in the greater Nebraska.
Pretty
good.
Yeah, we never have gone around the Beatrice area.
Well, of course, that wouldn't really.
It wouldn't be.
You know,
much
we bad. Really need to make sure that we get to the really the western part of the state. I mean, we're on the, you know, kind of like the eastern end of the western part of the state here.
Lexington.
Is that what you were going to say, Candy?
Yeah, Beatrice and Columbus are an hour from Lincoln, and people can get into Lincoln.
Yeah,
they want to get there.
Yeah.
From North Platte, we had people who wanted to come to this meeting that would have had to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning there for their age, et cetera. It's too hard on them.
Been a couple of years since
we have a lot of people out here that would like to give input.
This is fabulous.
Okay, were you through, Candy?
Yeah.
I just wanted to say that I agree with Candy, but to consider that in February, the weather can be tough.
Yeah, I'd say February, Omaha, and then May in North Platte.
That'd be great.
That sounds good.
We always get into graduation, but I, you know, I mean,
yeah, but if we know early enough, then we can schedule something. It's when we don't know until 3 months before that it's the problem.
Yeah.
You know, I think we can find something if we, now that if that's decided today, we know almost a year ahead of time. And we can, Candy will go back on Monday, and not Monday, but she'll.
So
you know,
February, oh, excuse me, I'm sorry.
I'm done.
Okay.
Week in May.
So February, are we talking about trying the first weekend?
The Saturdays are the 4th, 11th, 18th, and 25th.
Yeah. So what do people, do you want to try the...
The November meeting is on the 3rd Saturday.
Yeah, that was partly because of accommodation of the place.
Oh, okay.
How about just the first Saturday? Not knowing you have any other information, why not?
Can I?
The first Saturday? Sure.
What we get into in May, and I know that this is hard to try to figure all of this out, but what you get into in May is the VIPS convention. That's usually the first week or around that time. And so when people come to that, they may not choose to come to both things. So it might eliminate that. If you would make it maybe in August, like we have it, you know, this your next August meeting, maybe do that in North Platte, would be my recommendation.
That's a good point. Because that would affect a lot of people.
How about Lincoln in May?
Yeah, so if we did Lincoln in May, and then August, North Platte.
Happy birthday.
Okay, and then, so wait a minute. So we're doing February will be Omaha.
May will be Lincoln.
And we were talking
so that would be the 4th? So that would be the first Saturday, so that would be the 4th? Is that what we're saying?
Yeah.
And then May would be the 6th in Lincoln.
That's my birthday.
All right.
Bring your birthday.
Yeah.
Yeah, bake myself a birthday.
Yeah, bake yourself
a birthday. We'll let you go out.
There's too many of them, Bob.
So August would be the...
Symbol.
5th? Yes?
Oh, this is Nancy Quirrell. I just was curious if, since Candy mentioned the VIPS, if the board had ever considered having it. Maybe during that time at that location, they would certainly have a chance for a lot of consumer input.
What we talked about that one year, in fact, we even talked about it at a VIPS thing, if I remember right, and people said that that would make things too long, that if they're going to be at the,
that's right,
that meeting and then extend by a day or something, you know, short of our having it as part of the thing itself, people weren't interested in extending the time period. Is that, am I being accurate? That's what I remember.
Yeah, I think
talking
that
about
now that you mentioned it. And we this board met with the VIPS board or a portion of the VIPS board to discuss things. And
that was one of them.
Yeah. So North or February 4th in Omaha,
May 6th
in Lincoln, August 5th
in North Platte, and then November
would be the 4th.
Would be the 1st, wouldn't it?
The 4th is the first Saturday.
Oh, why do I have the, because I said put the 11th instead of the 1st. That's why
I usually do
Saturday.
The Saturday before Thanksgiving.
Yeah, we've been meeting more the second or third Saturdays, but this year it seems like folks are wanting the first Saturday, which is...
What's that again? I wasn't listening. Now I'm hearing football season. I've recovered my cup and my attention is fully... You're talking about a year from November?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're all... Yeah, we need that...
The first of the Saturday.
The Saturday before Thanksgiving, because that's an open Nebraska. The week before Colorado game, so... So that's why we choose
18th.
That. Yeah.
November 18th.
That's where that date comes
from. In Lincoln.
From. Yeah. Unless Pearl can get us some sky boxes or something. We have it at the stadium.
I think your attention might be distracted.
I'm not the one that helped you there.
When
did
sky box?
You said your pull is limited.
Where's the November meeting?
November 18th in... Lincoln.
A year from this
May
November.
6th and November Lincoln.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
That's what we have right now.
Right.
We have Omaha, Lincoln, North Platte, Lincoln.
And it's 2:33.
We didn't do
two, but so is there any other
I got a
business?
Very important
farm.
Yes?
This is your the sound from the background, it may not have disturbed you too much hearing directly, but I think when you get the tapes for the meeting, you might want to see how well you're able to understand people on the tapes, and that may possibly play into deciding on what facility you want to have the meetings at. If you have a chance, you may want to try to visit the facility and see what kind of background sound there's such as there.
Well, one thing that Bill has mentioned, do you want to mention that publicly, or did you just want to?
Yeah, I have a public address system that's portable. It has one, a regular mic, and then it has a hand mic that you can pass around.
Oh.
Well, and I think I'll bring it just to try it.
Great.
I think PA that's a system good. Would be nice. We have a hand mic. Problem, you know, somebody to be an intention to hand it pass it around. But I was thinking more just the quality of the sound that ending up on the tape.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think they're two separate topics, but it'd be very good to bring a hand mic for PA purposes. And for the purposes of taping, you're right, Hubert, we really should go check out a place for background noise, and that's something we all just need
like
to read.
You might want to listen to these tapes when you get them and see just what your feeling is.
No, that's a good idea to check that out.
Thanks. Yeah, because it is.
Yes, and of course, when the checking out is being done, also make, you know, if it's being done way ahead of time, like, does the heating system make as much noise as the air conditioner or whatever? So, I mean, you could run into trouble if you check it out at a different time of year. So, we just need to be
conscious of that. Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, time to make that adjournment motion.
Okay, Dorothy has an important announcement.
Who does?
Dorothy.
I do. My grandson, Matt Weston, is being recruited by the Cornhuskers to wrestle.
Wow.
Oh,
congratulations.
Wow.
Very
nice. What weight class?
What weight class?
160.
Mm-hmm. Very good.
So you can wrestle.
Well, congratulations.
Yes. Congratulate him. Yeah.
He's put it does all well, hard work.
Please give him our congratulations.
Yes, or
we won't see him, probably.
Okay, if there's no other business to come before the board, we are adjourned. Thank you very much, everybody.
There's a garbage can.